to fame and then his equally swift and dizzying fall. Here was the famous teenager who had killed and beheaded the behemoth Goliath, but soon afterward found himself running for his own life. He quickly lost all that defined him and everything that brought him security and praise. He came to a place where he realized that he had nothing. He was nothing. And he was worth nothing. In fact, he was a liability. David had a God-shaped hole inside of him, and he was being chased by the insane King Saul, who wanted to put a couple of holes on the outside of David as well. David lost everything that defined him. All he knew to do was escape and hide in the cave. David departed from there and escaped to the cave. 1 Samuel 22:1. Finally, in the quiet and darkness of a cave, David could show up and sit with his God, pray to his God, worship his God, and dwell on God's promises to him. Eventually, a group of men who needed to do the same things found David. These men would grow to love David so much that they would walk with him to hell and back if necessary. They became cavemen. These brothers of the cave would now be defined and filled by God. After all, he had made them men in the first place. They had discovered that God desired for each of them to be a representation of his masculine image on the planet. They would learn that only their maker, the one whose image they bore, could fill, fulfill, define, and guide them through the incessant and repeated assaults leveled at them. God was their only hope. And as he did with me, God whispered, "Come and hide. Come and escape and hide and be with me. Only I can fill the hole because I put it there." Their hope could only be found hiding in God in the dark. If the story ended there, this would be a very short book, but it doesn't. In the cave at Adullam, David and his group of 400 men went from fleeing and retreating escapees to becoming David and his mighty men. Over time, these men became a group of celebrated warriors and protectors of their people. In the cave, they acquired skills to help them successfully deal with the forces that were chasing and trying to kill them on a daily basis. God also successfully equipped them to face future and inevitable assaults. In the cave, they developed some habits that I call stones. God wants the same for you as a man. In one of the Bible's most well-known stories, David slung a legendary stone at the giant Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. As we move forward together through cave time, I will challenge you to get some stones. These are simple but powerful weapons you can use to kill the giants in your own life. I will also challenge you to understand and begin to walk in what I see as three masculine roles that God has instilled in all men. I believe these roles are universal. They might look slightly or dramatically different from man to man. However, because each possessor of the X and Y chromosomes is a unique individual. Because these roles are so foundational to what lies ahead, let's take a quick look at them. Role 1. Pursue an individual relationship with God first. This role addresses what I call firstness. The first man, Adam, was created first. This doesn't mean that I believe men are better than women. This couldn't be further from the truth. Rather, being first speaks to a man's role, not his value. Man indeed was created first for a purpose. God wants us as men to stand first. God created us to stand with him first and to do that on a daily basis. God also created Adam to think of his first gift, Eve, first. As we do the same in our lives, we will stand as a wall for those who are under our care. As a wall, we're to watch for attack. We'll stand in harm's way if necessary, covering our mate and others we're responsible for. In my opinion, as men, we were created to be God's primary instrument to help the people in our lives feel safe, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. If we can successfully do this over a period of time, then the people in our lives will gain the chance to accomplish what God has planned for them with less hesitation and less anxiety.